Starting with the demolition of the Metrodome in January 2014, the building of U.S. Bank Stadium has created thousands of jobs across the state of Minnesota. Fans will be reminded every time they set foot in the new home of the Vikings, all of the hard work it took to create the largest construction project in the state's history. The stadium continues to break barriers, using the most cutting-edge technology in all aspects of construction. One of the most impressive pieces of new technology will cover 25,000 square feet across the stadium. The video boards are 8 months in the making, using millions of tiny LED lights to power its larger-than-life quality. And it was constructed in a small town in southwestern Minnesota.
For me personally, it's a thrill. I'm a lifelong Vikings fan. There's a Warren Moon jersey that hangs over my desk to this day. It's a youth medium, so I can't wear it anymore. it's a dream come true, really. I remember going to the games with my father, the Metrodome, and now I'll be taking my son to see U.S. Bank Stadium, and to be a part of that is really special.
The sense of pride that was shown not only in our factory but the community when we were awarded the job right in our backyard was tremendous. And so every week since then, and that was in March, I think, every week since then, people ask me all the time, are you working on it? When are you going to get it done? When is it shipping? People are just so thrilled and proud to be part of that, even if they're not working directly for us.
The Vikings will be the first and only team in the NFL to have their video boards constructed in their home state. A sense of pride that everyone in the community has felt.
It was great to know, you know, it's our team. We're here in southern Minnesota, small town, but it's nice to know that they chose us. They wanted us to be a part of this. And the fact that they trusted us enough to make this, because this is huge.
I envision that a lot of the fans are, you know, are going to be local Minnesotans who maybe had a hand in some aspect of the stadium construction, or if they didn't personally, maybe they know somebody that did. And I hope in addition to all that, that wow factor, that they feel a sense of pride in, you know, what the community was able to do in building a stadium that's as impressive as one that's being built right now.
Not only is it, you know, jobs and people, it's pride. I mean, around the community, everybody is buzzing about it. I get asked about it all the time.
Over the last 8 months, this production plant has created the many LED panels that will make up the Vikings' new video boards. And now, thanks to careful planning, they've been installed inside U.S. Bank Stadium.
Coordination, I can't say it enough. I mean, if these guys make the wrong sections coming off the line first, we don't have the right stuff to build in the field. So we have meetings and calls 3 months ago. And before that, we had drawing submissions because we've got to talk to the architect and we've got to talk to the engineer of record. And we've got to make sure all the parties that are going to be using it have the correct items they want.
It's worked thanks to all of the people who are part of the vision of U.S. Bank Stadium, a plan that aims to provide the best fan experience in the NFL by incorporating a better game day atmosphere than ever before.
You know, I think you see more and more of the integrated systems, so more and more of more screens. I think we have 18 total screens at the Vikings Stadium and counting, and, you know, 25,000 square feet of product. And so I think just the overall palette that the content creators have to work with inside these venues is so much more impressive than it used to be when it was just a box for show and video replay.
We are competing with the 60-inch high-def red zone channels that they have at home, and you've got Twitter now, you've got all these other Instagram, fantasy football, and so it's important to the fans in the bowl to have access to all that stuff visually, and I think it really starts to pump up the crowd and it draws them in. So you don't have people just on their phones. You know, they can see what's going on the video boards.
The work will hold the pride of Minnesotans everywhere for generations to come.
Well, it's nice to be able to see everything come together It's nice to be able to view the displays behind us here and actually see the qualities, see how good it is. It's nice to know that you're finishing up the job and that you're one of the final steps before it gets out there, which means we have a lot of pride. We want our work to be quality. We don't want to let anything come out, because if something has a blemish on it, it comes back on us. So we try to make sure everything is as quality as we can get it. We're representing Daktronics, we're representing Minnesota, and we're representing the Vikings.